This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in the Daf of Shavua. We're learning Masechta Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So, where we're up to, the Gemara on Beis Amud Beis quoted a Braisa that Medaber Ve'eno Shemeya Shemeya Ve'eno Medaber, somebody who has either a handicap that he can't hear or he can't speak, is Pater. And that was the stira to the Mishnah in Trumais that said that a cheresh is only someone who is not a bnei dea, which is eino shemeya ve'eino medaber. But shemeya ve'eino medaber, medaber eino shemeya is chayiv. So we have a stira. Are you chayiv? Are you pater if you have one handicap? So the Gemara's answer basically was, it depends for which mitzvah. For the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, for the mitzvah of ri'iyah, meaning showing up and bringing the carbon, you're pater even if you have one handicap. But for the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha, you're chayiv for one if you have one handicap. So the Gemara says on the fourth line, why is it that regarding showing up, you're pater if you're shemeya v'ena medar medar v'ena shemeya, and why legabe simcha are you chayiv? Says regarding showing up, we're going to make a gzera shava ria from the mitzvah of hakel, and we're going to see that someone who is shemeya v'ena medar medar v'ena shemeya is pater from the mitzvah of hakel, and therefore likewise from the mitzvah of ria. However, when it comes to shalmei simcha, like all mitzvahs in the Torah, if you're a bnei deya, you're chayiv. So even if you're shemeya v'ena medar medar v'ena shemeya, you're going to be chayiv in shalmei simcha. Now, what's gzera shava? Dechsiv hakel es ha'am, gather the people, ho'anoshim, the men, v'hanoshim, the women, v'hataf, and the children. That's what it says by the mitzvah of hakel. Uchsiv, and it says in the context of hakel, b'voy kol Yisrael le'ra'is, when all of Klal Yisrael appears. So it says appears by hakel, and it says appears by the mitzvah of ri'iyah. So just like by hakel, your pater, if you're shemeya v'ena medaber, or medaber ve'inoy shemeya, likewise you're going to be pater for the mitzvah of riyah. Says Gemara v'hasa minolan, and so Tosus has a gevaldik akasha. If we're going to make a gzeresha from hakel, we should learn out what that just like by hakel, noshim and ketanim are pater for our chayiv in hakel. They have to, women have to come, even ketanim have to come. So then women and ketanim should be chayiv on aliyah l'regel, and yet the Mishnah says noshim and ketanim are pater. So Tosus says, well, we can't learn out from Hakel that you should be chayiv in Re'iyah, because we have a beferish pasuk that Nashim and Ketanim are pater from Re'iyah, from the pasuk Yeroeh kol Zechurcha. Okay, so the Gemara says, how do I know that by Hakel, Shemeya v'ena medaber v'ena shemeya is pater? Dechsiv, l'man yishmu'u u'l'man yilmadu. It says by Hakel, so that they will listen and they will learn. V'tanya, we learned in Abraisa, l'man yishmu'u, so that they will listen. Prat l'medaber v'eino shemeya, that excludes someone who could speak and can't hear. He is excluded from l'man yishmu'u. So someone who can't hear, even if he could speak, even though he's a bardas, and he's a chayiv v'chala mitzvah yisrael muras b'toira, he's going to be pater from the mitzvah of hakel because he can't hear. And so by extension, by ri'iyah, we're going to make a gzer shav. If someone can't hear, even though they could speak, they're going to be pater from ri'iyah. Ulaman yilmadu, and so that you should learn, prat l'shameh v'ena medarba. This excludes someone who could hear but can't speak. Now, right now, the Gemara is assuming that someone who could hear but can't speak can't learn anything. Someone who does not have the intelligence to formulate words, or even the physical capability to formulate, is enabled to learn. Because they're excluded from Laman Yilmadu. Now, why would somebody who could hear and can't speak be excluded from Laman Yilmadu? They could still learn. Right now, the Gemara feels that somebody who can't speak is not capable of learning. So the Gemara challenges that. The Gemara says, is that true? L'memra d'chiloy mishtoy loy gamar. Are you going to say that someone who can't talk can't learn? V'hanu trey ilmi. But what about the two mute guys? D'hava b'shevavuse d'rebi that were in the neighborhood of Rebbe. B'nei Barte de Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, the son of the daughter of Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. V'amrilan, some say, B'nei Achte de Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan. That these two guys, the Chol Emas to have a Ayo Rebbe Lebe Midrasha, whenever Rebbe would come to the Beis HaMedrash, have a Ayli V'yosvi Kamayu, they would go up and sit before him, meaning they didn't sit not in right field, not in left field, not in front. They sat directly opposite. Why? Because there are certain things you understand better when you could see all the facial expressions of the Rebbe. So they dafka or makbet to sit front and center. Umenaydi bereshayu, and they nodded their head in understanding, meaning they made motions that they chat. You know, you could look at a guy, you could see exactly how he's looking at you. Either he has no clue what you're talking about, or he understands exactly. You know, if he gives you the blank stare, the guy is saying, I have absolutely no idea what you're saying. Just let me know when the shir is over. You know, I want to get schar halicha, but not schar limud. But,
here.
What? But then other people, you know, you could tell by their facial expressions, they chap exactly what you're saying. So they gave the nod, the intelligent nod. Umirachshin sifivasayu, and they whispered with their lips. You know, when someone's really into it, you know, he's mouthing along, like, you know, yeah, exactly. So even though they couldn't speak, they were able to learn. Ubay Rebbe Rachmielai, Rebbe prayed for them. Veitzu, and they were healed. Now, of what significance is it that they were nodding with their head and they were making motions with their mouth? Because that's why Rebbe davened for them. Rebbe saw how much effort they were putting in to understand the Torah. That's why Rebbe prayed for them. V'ishtakach, and then when they were healed, they were found to have a gemiri hilchasa. They knew all relevant halachas. V'sifra. The Sifra is the Torah Shabbat Peh on Vayikra, very good, on Vayikra, the Torah is Kohenim. The Sifri, what's the Sifri? Torah Shabbat Peh on Bamidbar Devarim. The Kula HaShas, they knew the whole Shas. So don't tell me someone who could hear and can't speak, can't learn. You could be the God of Ador, even if you can't speak. So why are they excluded from Laman Yelmadu? Shemeya ve'ina medaber. L'char Shemeya ve'ina medaber is able to learn. Amar Mar Zutra, yes, he's able to learn. But there's a creek. This word, Laman Yelmadu could be pronounced. Amar Mar Zutra, Kari Be Laman Yelamedu. It could also be read so that they could teach. And these mute people, despite the fact that they have Havana, they cannot be Melamed, and therefore they're excluded.
Isn't there a sheet for that?
So the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Harav is that if you sit in front of a Gemara and you're able to say the words and you don't get schar, you're not mekayim in the midst of Talmud Torah.
So somebody who's mute, l'chayr,
so you're saying according
Harav,
now,
even though he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, he was never yaitz of Talmud Torah because he can never say.
But even the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that if you're learning something b'ion and it's going to disturb your concentration to say the words, you don't have to say the words. So even he gives some allowance to higayon.
You can't talk.
Right. So you see, so again, you're asking, according to the sheet, that you have to say the words. So maybe you're not getting... Yeah. So definitely not. It's not absolutely ma'akev in a situation where you're not able to. And therefore the Gemara is asking, why would they be excluded from Laman Yomadu? And the Gemara is forced to say you have to read a Laman Yalamedu. Why? Because we have clinical evidence. We've marshaled, clinical statistics that it's possible to learn. We conducted a survey and we found two mute guys who are able to learn despite the fact that they can't speak. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Rav Ashi Omar Vadai Laman Yalameduhu. You have to say the Pasuk means so that they could teach. Even if we never would have found these two mute guys who are able to learn. Rashi says, Kolaymer, Belav Kusha Dahanach Treya Ilmi. Even without the question of these two mute guys, Leka Lo'ukmi Lidrasha, Detana, Demaet Mehacha, Shameh Vein Medaber, Ela Milman Yelamedu. You cannot say that someone who could hear and can't speak is excluded from Laman Yilmedu. You have to say the drasha is Laman Yilamedu. Even if, let's say, we never found these two guys, you cannot say someone who could hear but can't speak is excluded from Laman Yilmedu. Why can't you say that? Because the Isakadaitech Laman Yilmedu, if they're going to be excluded from in order to learn, and you're going to say that someone who could who could hear but can't speak is not able to learn, wait a second. And if you're going to say, and since they can't speak, they can't learn, right? You want to exclude them from Laman Yomadu because you want to say they're not able to learn. But how could that be? Because what are we excluding from Laman Yishmu? What's the reason why somebody who could speak and can hear is pata from Hakel? What's the reason why you need to be able to hear? Stam, it's a chayk, it's a paraduma, that if you can't hear, you're pater from Hakel. It's also because you need to be able to learn. Meaning, Laman Yishmu already says you have to be able to learn. And someone who can't hear can't learn. So then why do I need Laman Yomadu? From Laman Yishmu, I already know you need to be able to learn. I mean, don't tell me Laman Yomadu is excluding people who could hear but can't speak, and they're excluded because they can't learn. Because I already know from the first part of the pasuk that if someone can't learn, they're pater from Laman Yishmu. Why do you think someone who can hear is a pater from Re'iyah? It's because he's not able to learn. So if he's not able to learn, and you're going to say someone who can't speak is not able to learn, so he's already excluded. V'kivin d'loy shama loy gomar hay melaman yishmu nafka. Everything is learnt out. Even the guy who can't speak is learnt out from Laman Yishmu. Elamai, we don't learn it out from Laman Yishmu because he is able to learn. So he's able to learn. How do we exclude him from Laman Yilmedu? It must be because we read it Laman Yilamedu. Elavade Laman Yilamedu. Otherwise, the whole second pasuk is extra. Because now the Gemara is saying that Laman Yishmu is not just a chayk b'loy tam, that someone who can't hear is pater. It's because someone who can't hear can't learn. So that means anyone who can't learn is pater. So the guy who could hear and can't speak can't learn, so he's already excluded from the first half. Elamai must be, he's not excluded from the first half because he could learn. So if he could learn, why is he excluded from Laman Yomadu? Must be because we read it Laman Yilamedu.
So that's
no, Ravashi is saying I don't need the Maisa. Even without the Maisa.
Why the Maisa is on Gufa, telling you what Yishmu means.
No, Ravashi is saying, don't bring me your survey. I don't need your survey. I would be able.
But you could see and learn, right? They could see. Someone could see that they can't hear, right?
That's right now, I don't know. The Gemara is entertaining that maybe the Gemara says we don't know. It could be a guy who can't talk, can't learn.
But
Metzias
it can.
No, what do you mean Metzias? What's a Metzias?
Guys.
No, it's anecdotal evidence. You know, there are guys in the South. They say, you know, you can find anybody who does that. We're not going to prove the reality based on reality. We don't like to prove reality, but we like to prove reality based on the Torah. No, we don't need to. It's like, don't bring in, we don't want your scientific experiments, Rav Ash is saying. Don't tell me you found the guy.
Yisrael means you cannot understand.
No. If the Braisa is learning from Lo Yishmu that a guy who can't hear is pater from Re'iyah, why is he pater from Re'iyah? Stam, it's exeris a kusav that if you can't hear, you don't have to be you don't have to do hakel. Why don't you go gather with the rest of Klai so just because you can't hear? Must be the pshat is because someone who can't hear can't learn. How can you learn from a shir? Learn meaning learn from the hakel. So the learning by hakel is the melech is reading from the Sefer Torah. So there's no Re'iyah anyway. You're not looking, there's nothing to look at. You sit there, and if you can't hear, you're going to sit there like a goylem.
So according to Rashi, the Kri is Yilamedu?
No, it's no.
Rashi,
nobody says that you read it that way, but since it could be vocalized that way,
but according to Ravashi, it's mamish, that's the pashup shot of the words. It means yilamedu.
It has to mean that, otherwise it's extra.
So then why isn't the creed that way? Meaning according to Ravashi, that's mamish pashup shot.
No,
this
but
is,
it doesn't.
This is a drasha learning. It's,
no, because
it's yilamedu, and if not.
Because our Masorah is, you pronounce it yomedu. I mean, the nekudas that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu are yomedu.
You mean to learn, not to teach.
Right, so we have a right to darshan. And read it based
right.
on.
The controversy. This is the pashtus of the words.
I mean,
why should it?
It's the pashtus of the vocalization. If you sort of put aside what the vocalization really is. In other words, we're entitled to.
The Yishmu even teaches us that somebody who's mute. And he can't learn, that he's pater from hakel. So the
I learned from Laman Yishmu that someone who can't learn is pater from hakel.
Right. I mean, whether he's deaf, whether he's mute.
Well, no, but now we're saying, since the Ma'an Yishma patters anyone who can't learn, it must be there are people who could learn but can't teach. And now it's muchach that a guy who's mute could learn. Because otherwise, why do I need Laman Yelamidu? Review it two more times, we'll be clear. You can't get it from learning one time. You don't get anything clear one time. One time you just like, you prepare yourself to be able to potentially understand it if you apply yourself again, right? Okay. Weiter. Amar Rabbi Tanchum. Chereish ba'oznoi achas pater min hariyah. A deaf person in one ear is pater. You don't have to show up. Shenemar be'ozneim. It says by hakel, in their ears. Now, what's this got to do with the price of tea in China? We're saying, now that we have, this is how the Marsha explains, now that we have Gzer Shava of Ri'ya, right, it says, Le Rois by Hakel, and it says, Le Rois by Ri'ya, just like by Hakel, if you're deaf in one ear, you're Pater, so too by Ri'ya. Says the Gemara, V'haibah, Zneim, Mibayle, Mibayle, Ba'aznayim, Dekula Yisrael. We need that ba'aznayim. You can't say ba'aznayim is teaching you that the person has to be able to use both ears. Ba'aznayim is teaching you that the king has to speak in the earshot of all of Israel, meaning everyone has to show up to the shir and people can't stay home. Ba'aznayim is not saying that you have to have two working ears. Ba'aznayim is saying everyone has to come to Hakel. Says, well, no, it's not. Ahum yinagad kol Yisrael nafka. That I learned out from opposite all of Israel. From there I learn out everyone has to show up to Hakel. So Bazneim teaches me everyone has to have two working ears. Says Gemara, no. Imi neged kol Yisrael. If it would just be from neged kol Yisrael, hava min afagav dolei shami. You're right, I learn out everyone has to show up, but it doesn't mean everyone has to be within earshot of the kohen. You could have the guys in right field and left fields hanging out in the women's section. And they don't hear a word the kohen is saying. So Kol Yisrael means everyone has to show. Vazneya means everyone has to hear. But how do you know you have to have two working ears? Imi neged kol Yisrael hava min af agav deloy shami. Kas rachmano ba'ozneyam. Says the Gemara, no. I already know that everyone has to be listening. V'hu deshame hahu. No, don't say I learn out from Be'ozneyam that everyone has to be listening. I learn out from Laman Yishmu that everyone has to be listening. And therefore, Be'ozneyam means everyone has to have two working ears. And then I make Gzeir Shava to Ri'ya. You ready for a holy Marsha? Oh, right, Gevaldik. How could you say Laman Yishmu is teaching me what? Everyone has to be listening. We just used Laman Yishmu above, that someone who could speak and can hear is Pater from Hakel. So apparently Rav Tanchum is arguing on the drush we said earlier. So the Marshal says he's arguing.
And from Laman Yilmidu you could learn both.
Well, Laman Yilmidu, well, no, maybe Laman Yilmidu, no, maybe only excluding a mute person.
No, but somebody who can't hear, Lechayr can't teach you either.
Is that true? No, I don't know. I don't know why are we saying that if someone who can't speak anyway can't teach? You know, they have the biggest share in the world, Rabbi Reisman share. There's somebody giving sai, he's teaching, no? Ask Rabbi Reisman when you see him. The Gemara Chagiga says someone who can't speak can't teach, right? What about the sign guy by the Navi Shir?
He himself can speak.
I know, but you see from there that you don't have to be able to speak to teach. Okay, the Gemara continues. Amar Rabbi Tancham.
Don't use reality.
Exactly. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Chiger Baraglay Achas Pater Min Horiya. Someone who's crippled and one leg is Pater from Riyah. Shenemar, regalim. Now, this is Reb Tanchum again, right? Reb Tanchum said earlier, Chirish Baznayachas is Patvim Riyah, and Reb Tanchum again is saying that Achigar Baraglayachas is Patvim Riyah, Shenemar, Shalosh Regalim. The word Regalim is extra, and therefore Regalim teaches me what? That you need to have two working feet. I frak the Gemara v'ha Regalim ibayle prat lebali kavin. I need Regalim to say that you have to have 2 feet, as opposed to a wooden leg. So, no, fine, so regalim is needed, says the Gemara, to teach me you have to have 2 organic feet, not 1 prosthetic foot. But how do you know, so a guy who has 2 feet and one of them is not working well, how do you know he's potter? Says the Gemara, no, I know, Bali Kavan, look at Rashi, Bali Kavan, Kishachotchu Ragleim, when a guy's leg is amputated, Nasnu Kav Katan Besoif Shaikai, they put a small peg, the end of his thigh, the noisim by moichin, and they put soft material on it. The soimech soif shoykoy alav. Basically, they stick his thigh into a grooved out wooden piece that has soft material in it. Says Gemara, no, I know from a different pasuk that a wooden leg is no good. Hahumi pa'amim nafka. It says also shalosh pa'amim mashana. Now, pa'amim could mean times, pa'amim could also mean feet. The Tanya, we learned in a braisa, pa'amim ein pa'amim ela raglayim. Pa'amim refers only to the feet. V'chein hu aimer, likewise it says in a pasuk, termasena regel, you will be trampled by the foot, ragle ani, the foot of the poor man, pa'ame dalim, the footsteps of the poor. V'aimer, and the pasuk says, ma'yafu pa'amayich bana olim bas nadiv. How beautiful are your footsteps in your shoes, in your sandals, daughter of the noble. So this is a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, praising how beautiful it is when Klal Yisrael goes up to be Oilei Regel, and it says, Mayafu Pa'amayich, which refers to the feet. So now that we met, so therefore from Pa'amayim, we learn out a person has to have 2 legs, not a prosthetic leg. And from Regalim, we learn out they both have to be working. And everything is needed. But now that we quoted the pasuk, Mayafu Pa'amayich Bana Olam Bas Nadev, which is in Shir Hashirim, Darash Rava, Maydechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Mayafu Pa'amayich Bana Olam Bas Nadev. How beautiful are your footsteps in your shoes, daughter of the noble. So somehow, in context of the mitzvah of Leila Rega, we're comparing ourselves to the daughter of the Nadiv. Who's the Nadiv? The Nadiv is Abraham. Abraham is called, Avraham Avinu is called the Nadiv. Kama noin ragleyen shal Yisrael. How beautiful are the legs of Klal Yisrael. B'shah sha'oilen l'regal. When they go up to Oilen l'regal, bas Nadiv, daughter of the noble. What does that refer to? Bitoy shal Avraham Avinu. The daughter of Avraham, Shenikra Nadav, Avraham is called the noble, Shenemar, Nedive Amim Ne'asafu, the nobles of the nations they will gather, Am Elokei Avraham, the nation, the God of Avraham. It says the nobles of the nations will gather, the nation, the God of Avraham, Elokei Avraham, V'loi Elokei Yitzchak V'Yaakov. The God of Abraham, not the God of Yitzchak and Yaakov. Every day we say, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So why in the context here of, why are we talking about the nobles of the nations will gather, the nation of the God of Abraham, Elokei Abraham Shayatchilo Legerim. Abraham was the first of converts. So Abraham was Menadev himself. He generously offered himself to come on his own volition to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He did that b'nedivos. And which mountain, furthermore, the Marshal says in Sukkah, which mountain did Abraham generously go up to by sacrificing Yitzchak, Hara Maria? So too, when we're Oilei Regel, we also voluntarily forsake our homes, voluntarily forsake our possessions. We could be living on the border and it could be in a dangerous territory. We're generously going up to be Oilei Regel to the very same mountain as Avraham Avinu. And therefore, it's so beautiful when we're Oilei Regel. In that sense, we have the common denominator to Avraham. And now, since Chanukah is coming, so we bring in a statement of Rav Tanchum that the Gemara brings in Shabbos. on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nosson Bar Menyumi Mishum Rav Tanchum. May Dichsiv. What does the pasuk mean? Somebody bring me a chumash. The Habarik. The pit is empty. Right? This is when they threw Yosef into the pit. Ein Boy Mayim. Reuven said, why should we kill him? Throw him into the pit. From the fact that the pasuk says the pit is empty, any addition ain by mayim. Don't I know there's no water? Ela mayim ain by. There's no water. Avon nechashim vak rabim yesh by. What? Right, the famous Gemara. V'habarik ain by mayim. Mimajin habarik any addition ain by mayim. Ela mayim ain by. Avon nechashim. Avon nechashim. Now I always wondered. Maybe just Nechashim, or maybe just Akrabim. It says it's empty. There's no water. So you only have a right to say, there's no water, but there is. How do you have a right to say there are two things in the pit? Anyway, there's something interesting here. If you look at the Pasuk. good Kasha. Number, what's it doing here? So it's another statement of Rav Tanchum. So for those... For those Rav Tanchum aficionados, we want to, you know, for those who've committed to memorize everything Rav Tanchum said, this is... You know, that's the Pashup Shah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, HaBarek Mishum Rav Tanchum Amra Nokel HaHacha Gavi Shmaitza Rav Tanchum. This is the Sugya Rav Tanchum. This is the Rav Tanchum's blot, you know. Here, Lamed Zayin Chafta. I want to show you something. You ready? Vayikachu vayashichu esaba vehabarek ein bo imoyim. But what is there? Vayeshivu. You see that little snake on the next word on top, the trap. That's the remez that it's nechashim. It's zarka. That's I think from the Gra. Yeah. Take a look. You see this nice snake curled up over there on the next trap? That's Vahaborig in my mayim, but what is there? Look at the next trap. Okay. So by the way, they didn't see that there were snakes and scorpions in it. Otherwise, how could you say Reuven threw him in to save him, but if they saw there snakes and scorpions, how did he save him? So one pshat is the Archaim HaKadosh, that it's better to take him out from Balei Bechira and put them into the hands of an animal. But another pshat is they didn't see. Why didn't they see? Oh, because L'malo me'esra mama, you can't see. That's why the next statement in the Gemara and Shabbos is that by Ner Chanukah, above 20 amos is possible. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Brakeh. This is about Rabbi Yochanan ben Brakeh, Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma. Shaholchu lahakbil pnei Rabbi Shua bePekin. They went to visit Rabbi Shua in Pekin. Now Rashi says it was Yom Tov, and a person is obligated to honor the Rebbe by greeting him, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin Amud Beis, that on Yom Tov Chayiv Adam Rabbi Yitzchak Chayiv Adam lahakbil pnei Rabbi b'mayit. So Amar Lohem, he said to them, Ma chiddush hayu beBeis HaMidrash? What chiddush was taught in the Beis HaMidrash hayom? Amrulay, they said, Rebbe, we're not allowed to say, you're our Rebbe, we're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in front of you. We can't just come, oh Rebbe, you know this, you heard this, yeah. You're not allowed to tell your Rebbe, yeah, you want to hear this night? Technically, you're not allowed to do that. So they said, Amrulay, they said, Talmid Chanu, we're your students, we drink your waters, we can't, it's not their achares for us to tell you. Amrulay said, no, Afal Pikein, Amoichal, tell me. It's impossible that in this Beis Medrash nothing new was taught. So he asked Shabbos Shomi Haisa, whose Shabbos was this? Clearly this is in the aftermath of the Machlokes in the Gemara Brachas on Daf Chav Ches when they depose Ram Gamliel and they put in who? They put in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and then Ram Gamliel asked Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from Chila, and they put Ram Gamliel back, and they split up the weeks 3-1, 3 for Ram Gamliel and 1 to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or 2-1, 2 to Ram Gamliel. And once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, so Rabbi Shua wanted to know whose Shabbos was this. So now a major question here, and maybe if we have time we'll discuss it tomorrow, is why in the world was Rabbi Shua not in the Beis Medrash? He was so out of touch with what was going on in the Beis Medrash, he lost cheshbon whose Shabbos it was. Anyway, show Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So they said it was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's week. Uva mahoy sahagodayim. So what did he teach today? Amrulai, they said to him, Beparshas Hakel. He taught the parish of Hakel. Uma Darishba, says Rabbi Shua, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah darshan? He darshan as follows: Hakel asam, gather the people, anoshim anoshim atap, the men, women, and children. Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, im anoshim bam leumayid, if the men come to learn, noshim bayis l'shmaya, the women don't come to learn; they come for the sound to hit their eardrums. So we know why the women come, but what about the children? Taf lama bayin, kedei litein schar lemeviyan. The only reason the kids come is to bring reward to those who bring them. Omer Elohim, Rabbi Yeshua said, Margolis toiv oisa b'yedchem, you had this diamond in your hand. Ubikashtem la'abdomen, you wanted to make me lose out. I can't believe that I almost lost out this diamond. Apparently this chiddush really resonated with Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Apparently he was very moved by this chiddush. He said, I can't believe you almost didn't want to tell it to me. It's, if you came down from Olam Haba to this world to understand this, it was worthwhile to hear the trip. Worthwhile to make the trip. Who's Rabbi Yeshua and Shas? Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. In Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is one of the five students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say about Rabbi Yeshua? Ashrei yoladatai, fortunate is your mother. Says Rashi, why fortunate is the mother of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's mother brought him from an early age to the Beis Medrash. Why? He's not going to understand the learning. Oh, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya never understood the maila that his mother did for him, that she brought him into the Beis Medrash from a young age. But now that he heard that what's the maila of the kids coming to Hakel, Lita, and Schar, Leviyam, even though they don't understand, Rabbi Yeshua said, now I understand my whole life. That's why my mother used to bring me into the Beis HaMedrash. That's why Rabbi Yeshua says, this is a diamond I almost lost out on. Because stam it's a yediyah chashuva to know that Rabbi Yeshua and Shas is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya is one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. About him, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Asher Yoladatoi, and this is the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya's life. Let's just finish the page, and hopefully tomorrow we'll learn why Rabbi Yeshua was not in the Beis Medrash that week. Voi darash, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya said another drasha, Es Hashem hemarta hayoim, you made God a unique phrase today, v'Hashem hemircha hayoim, and Hashem made you a unique phrase today. Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam, you made me a unique praise in the world, Vani Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'olam, and I made you a unique praise in the world. Atem Asisuni Chativa Achas Ba'olam, you made me a unique praise, Lechsev Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Vani Eschem Chativa Achas Ba'olam Shenemar, and I made you a unique praise, because I say, Umi Ka'am Cho Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Okay? We're going to continue in the Shabbat tomorrow and hopefully learn why Rabbi Yeshua was not there that day. Have a great night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.